And calling on the government and the European Union to act very swiftly to deal with our electricity generated by renewable sources, and particularly to the effect of the natural resources or the green energy renewable sources we have in rural areas that are currently being dumped. And when I speak of this, I can speak only in terms, in real terms, in relation to Donegal. And the situation in Donegal, as I know it, is that of the wind farms and the hydro station we have in Donegal, most of the energy that's produced there is currently being dumped, wasted. And the climate that we're in and the price people are paying for electricity, it's not good enough. And I have with me here today the AirGrid Grid Implementation Plan 2023 to 2028, and I don't see that plan is fit for purpose for the Western Seaboard or for places like Donegal. And I suppose, moreover, the north, northwest, and the west is the point on the island with the most ability to create that energy into the future. And we are not planning for it. Our network is not fit for purpose. And I'm asking today what plans we have over and above what's here to move this issue on, to ensure that when we do develop the offshore wind, that we have a network that is fit for purpose. And then, moreover, someone needs to drive this at a European level. The European Union should be driving on, considering what we have gone through since the war in Ukraine. They should be using the current technology that exists to join up all member states to ensure that we can buy and sell electricity to each state or to each country as need may be. And what I see here in front of me certainly doesn't give me any answers or any conclusion as to when Donegal will have the network that's required. Currently, we're dumping between 21 and 22 hours per day out of 24 hours of our resources. That's an awful indictment. That's an awful waste. Donegal, one of the biggest contributors in renewable energy, and we're dumping it. It's not good enough, Minister. And I want to hear solutions today. I want to hear a plan of what we're going to do with it. There has to be some way of putting that into the network, because what's happening can't afford to go on. So I'll let you reply and come back.
Thanks very much, Senator. Minister, you're very welcome to the House.
Thank you, and thank you, Senator Blaney, for asking this question. Climate Action Plan 23 sets out a roadmap for taking decisive action to halve our greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and to reach net zero no later than 2050. To halve our emissions and to set ourselves on the road to net zero, we have to deliver and accelerate where possible the renewable electricity targets that were set in Climate Action Plan 23, and they include 80% of electricity demand being met from renewable energy by 2030. Accelerating the delivery of actions within the electricity sector will be key to meeting the climate targets and staying within our sectoral emissions ceiling. To meet projected demand by 2030 is going to require enabling various forms of renewable electricity, and as such, we have set targets to be met, and these include 9 gigawatts of onshore wind, 8 gigawatts of solar power, and at least 5 gigawatts of offshore wind. To deliver the generation assets required and the ability to meet the expected increase in demand, we must also deliver a heretofore unprecedented amount of national electricity grid infrastructure. The Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, the CRU, is the independent regulator accountable to a committee of the Oireachtas and not accountable to me as Minister. It has been assigned responsibility for the regulation of the electricity market, and this includes supervision of electricity system operators. System operators AirGrid and ESB Networks are tasked with building and safely operating and maintaining a fit-for-purpose electricity system. As Minister, I don't have a role in the delivery of electricity grid infrastructure, and this is in line with the 2012 Government Policy Statement on the Strategic Importance of Transmission and Other Energy Infrastructure, which states that the Government does not seek to direct AirGrid and ESB Networks or other energy infrastructure developers to particular sites or routes or technologies. My officials have been and continue to engage with system operators on the future of the electricity system grid. AirGrid, as transmission system operator, must operate and develop our high-voltage transmission network. This network carries wholesale electricity around the country, powering both some large energy consumers and the distribution network, which in turn powers every electricity customer in the country. Plan-led approaches will play a key role in the future electricity system, and in July of this year, EirGrid published Shaping Our Electricity Future, version 1.1, and this provides their updated roadmap for the transmission grid out to 2030, necessary to deliver on the renewable energy targets as set out in CAP 23. So to deliver a grid which is fit for purpose and one which can utilise all envisaged types of renewable generation, both on and offshore, we have to ensure that our future grid has appropriate access to neighbouring electricity markets, and this is achieved through interconnection. The North-South Interconnector will link grids north and south, and it will form part of the backbone of a fit-for-purpose electricity system, helping to ensure energy security and reducing electricity costs. EirGrid is currently engaging with local affected communities as part of advancing this key project. And separately, the Celtic Interconnector will provide a 700-megawatt link between Ireland and the European internal energy market by connecting Ireland to France. Earlier this month, a delegation from the French government visited Ireland to mark the start of construction of this key project. So I just want to address some of the points that Senator Blaney made about Donegal. So Donegal isn't referenced in the question that I have here, but I'm happy to talk about it. You say, Senator, that you believe that the vast majority of renewable energy being generated is being dumped in Donegal. I'm not aware of that. I'm happy to look into it. That's not right. You know, if that's what's happening, that shouldn't be happening. The North-South Interconnector is really important. We have had years and years of debate and of process and planning and so on, but it's now got to the stage where everything is fully consented and construction and development is underway. So we're in the construction phase of that. And you know how important it is that if we have a situation where there's excess, a surplus of electricity available in the north, not available in the south, that we can balance between the two grids and that we can have good interconnection between them. We have electricity interconnection to the UK, but to nowhere else. France is next, but we have plans for three further countries. We have about half a gigawatt of interconnection outside of Ireland. We expect that we will have 5 gigawatts, in other words, 10 times more within a decade by 2033. So I'll leave it there. And you can.
Thank you, Minister. Senator Blaney.
Thank you very much, Minister. And I get that Donegal wasn't part of the question. But you can examine it, you can check it out. And the reason that they're dumping between 21, 22 hours out of 24 hours every day is that we don't have a network to carry it out of the county. And one connector with Northern Ireland, as I understand it, isn't sufficient for our needs into the future. And the plans that are in place by the different organisations are completely insufficient if we're to develop the capacity, not just in the government's plans, but into the future. And moreover, there's an opportunity here in this country, as part of being part of the European Union, to develop an asset for the government on the island using our offshore wind. And it's, for me, it's very sickening as someone coming from the North and West region to see that the first development of offshore is on the East Coast. And the West Coast is kind of an afterthought. And I don't think anybody really cares if it happens. If we reach our targets, that's all we really care about. It's not good enough. It's not good enough that we haven't got a network. And I'm asking here today, Minister, that you have a look at Donegal. But moreover, the government needs to take a look at the network nationally. We need to have a network that's fit for purpose into the future to look after all our people across all the island.
Thanks very much, Senator Blaney. Minister?
Senator, I'm would like to work with you and find out what's happening to renewable electricity being generated in Donegal and just see, you know, what quantity of it is being done. I'd like to examine that with you. The reason that offshore wind is being developed on the East Coast before the West Coast is twofold. One is that there's more population on the East Coast, but more importantly than that, it's easier to put it on the East Coast because the waters are shallower. The West Coast is windier than the East Coast, so there's more potential for generating electricity. It's also more beautiful, and it's also deeper waters. So we believe that the technology that's going to suit the West Coast is going to be floating wind turbines. It's not a commercialised technology yet. There are pilot projects both in Portugal and in Scotland. It will be developed in the 2030s, but it's going to be done on the East Coast before the West Coast. You're absolutely right. We need better internal connections as well as connections to other countries. The North-South Interconnector doesn't cross Donegal. It's, you know, it's across the border north and south rather than east and west. And we are going to need increases in the grid. If you look at EirGrid's published strategy from July, Our Electricity Future, have a look at it in regards to Donegal. See if you're happy with what's included. If you're not happy, come back to me. I am a junior minister in that department.